Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Petroserve USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now, your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes an eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, it ain't enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hey, friends, how are you?
There's a lady
having a good Tuesday, are you? Sun is shining. Let's be happy. Welcome to What's on Your Mind from the Petroserve USA studios. I'm Scott Hannon. Glad to have you aboard today. 701-271-1100, our telephone number. Governor Doug Burgum will be here momentarily. We'll talk a little bit about the last legislative session. Any questions or comments you have for the governor are certainly welcome today on the program. Also, you can text us 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590 today on the program. Let's see, Kevin in Grand Forks is first up. Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about that family medical leave that just got passed across the border. But if, say, for instance, a small business had to hire an employee to cover that one employee that had to go out for it, what happens to that new employee when that old employee comes back?
Well, you're guaranteed your job. That's part of the paid family leave and medical leave. So the other person is out of a job.
I'm referring to the pickup. Yeah.
You're
paying two people, and then all of a sudden you have to cut that employee when they come back.
Very good point Very good point on your part, Kevin. And imagine who's going to take the job. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll take that job, and I'll be canned the second they come back.
Right. It's one of those. Do I really, really need this job, or am I just doing this to cover for somebody? But what happens if that temporary employee does a better job than the person that went out on the medical leave?
Kevin is proving my point that they don't think 10 seconds past any bad idea. I mean, there's 2-3 great questions to start right there. And business owners writing letters saying, no, we can't do it. We can't afford it. They pass it anyway. They voted for it anyway. He'll sign it anyway.
You know what?
Yeah, crazy.
The big winner in all of this is, in the case of Grand Forks, where you're calling from, Kevin, Grand Forks versus East Grand Forks, Fargo versus Moorhead, you know, Watertown, Brookings,
yes,
Sioux Falls.
Exactly.
I mean, those are the big winners.
Wahpeton, if I'm right, has a small town on the opposite side, doesn't it?
Yeah, Breckenridge. Yeah, same deal.
Yeah.
No, exactly right.
It's North Dakota. North Dakota wins in that one, but it's just they're trying. I mean, I used to live in Moorhead, and they were trying to rebuild that mall. The center wall, and that thing's going to go up in smoke because they can't afford it.
No, it's a mess. It's a mess all the way around. It really is. And you know what's funny? You just heard Mark Johnson from East Grand Forks, the Senate Minority Leader, said, like, every day it's something like that. The whole session.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't even believe what's happening.
I mean, and then you don't, and then think about also on the east side of Minnesota, too. I mean, you've got Superior in Wisconsin is going to take advantage of all the people leaving Duluth.
There's no doubt about it. And you know what? Nobody cares. They don't care in the legislature. They don't care. You know, we're going to do what we think is best for Minneapolis and St. Paul. And the check on that insanity in the prior years has always been, you know, a legislature that is thankfully a little more representative of all of Minnesota. And that's gone now. It's gone. It's close in the Senate, as you mentioned.
The same thing that happened to California. California is now ruled by three or four cities, where the rest of the rural parts of the state get shafted.
It really is hard to believe. It is. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe. It's sad to watch, honestly. It's sad to watch. I gave up my Minnesota citizenship. Well, I've long left Minnesota. I moved from Minnesota to North Dakota in 1984, so it's been a long time. But you're always a Minnesotan, right? I mean, you're tied to your home state, your hometown, everything else. Long since
given
that up. This is disgusting. When you become an abortion sanctuary state, I'm gone.
That's what I talk about with the piling on. I mean, I've always been willing to pay a little higher taxes to live the lake life, to live the Minnesota life, to live the Minnesota nice. But now you're throwing on top of the taxes and all, you're throwing all this. I mean, this stuff is evil. This is as far from Minnesota nice as you can get when you're an abortion sanctuary.
Well, not only that, didn't they also pass legislation that allows minors to go into the state with people that aren't their parents?
They sanction
kidnapping.
And they cannot extradite their own children. You are correct, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Good
well,
word.
The good news is, Kevin, you and I live in North Dakota. The other Kevin,
yes,
he can't escape. Although he's moving to California soon to claim those big bucks.
No, not claim. I'm going to identify as an old black man, descendant of slaves,
right.
And then they better recognize my pronoun and my identity, because then I want some reparations.
Right.
Show me the money. Show me the money, Gaff. Come on, man.
I love it. Kevin, thanks for calling. Call again, 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. You can text us at 701-237-1590. I just got a note here that we had our dates wrong. Governor Burgum is tomorrow. He's tomorrow on the program. So,
right.
Yeah. So same time, same bat channel tomorrow. Right here on What's on Your Mind. So we have lots of time to talk about whatever's on your mind here today on the program, okay? All right, 701-271-1100. Let's take a couple of texts. We haven't done too much of that yet today. Business over people. You psychopaths just hate. Money, money, money. Psychopath grifters. I assume...
What is that all about?
This listener is talking about the fact that if you're not for paid family and medical leave for anybody and everyone, then you're about business over people.
Well, there is really no people without business. So
I would argue that businesses do a lot better job of caring for people than government does, number one. Businesses need to care for their people because it's a tight labor market. People are hard to come by. Good employees are hard to come by. So, of course, you take care of your people. And, by the way, some businesses in Minnesota, especially the larger ones, already offer a version of this family and medical leave, but they got to have a few billion-dollar program and 400 people to administer something that already exists. That's what we're opposing. We're opposing this restriction on small businesses. Think about it. You own a small business. You're now told by your state government that anybody that wants to can leave for 12 weeks, mandatory, can go for 12 weeks for any reason, and say you're a company of four people. You can't afford to lose one of those employees for 12 weeks. What do you do?
The people that armchair quarterback this stuff have never met a bottom line. They don't know how to read a balance sheet or a P&L.
Bingo.
They've never owned a business.
Bingo.
It's just those rich business owners. They can pay. They can pay. You know how tight margins are, man? You know how tight it is right now to try and afford to, you know, have your entrees in a restaurant and be able to afford the ketchup packets to go with them? I mean, that's what we're down with.
Here's a question.
Stop.
Here's a question for the audience. Who takes better care of people, as in a workforce? Is that the business, or is that government? Who do you think whose care would you rather be in? An employer who needs you there badly, or government? You tell me that. 271-1100. Back with more on What's on Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Spring is here, and the scenery while driving down the road will soon be filled with farm machinery planting this year's crop. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. As fieldwork begins, we want to remind you to take extra caution when approaching large, slow-moving machinery traveling down the road. A successful crop year is one that is accident-free. Irie Insurance offers all lines of insurance, and we would love the opportunity to visit with you. For our contact information, please visit our website at irieins.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Your wellness is within reach with the saltwater hot tub sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's get you hungry for the day here. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. That's the best part of this. You can have a real meal, but you can do it in a hurry. PetroServe USA. There's just nothing better when they serve this up, too, and you're like, oh, you're kidding me right now. You got to be kidding me. How good is this? Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Let me tell you a couple of the great spots to stop. We get a couple of choices. Harwood is one. Harwood, I-29 and 12th Avenue. I'm sorry, I-29 and the Harwood exit. There's 12th Avenue and I-29, another great one. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, great stop. Valley City, exit 292, a couple of choices there. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, 45th Street in Fargo. Glendon, along Highway 10. Euland, a little further up the way in Minnesota. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. You just tell them that Scott sent you, okay? Off-air call here on a topic related to the legislature. Go ahead and roll that.
I'm calling about the funding that legislation didn't pass for the Bison Park in Jamestown. You know, North Dakota pushes a lot of tourism, and this was just a perfect example of something that all indicators said it was going to be a no-brainer as far as operation goes, and they turned it down. You know, comments coming from the east that said we didn't like it 2 years ago, we don't like it now, and things like that. It's for the love of me, I can't understand why that wasn't going to be passed. Thank you.
Bison World is a proposed park of sorts. They've called it kind of the Disney World of with a buffalo twist in Jamestown. That has been on the drawing board for a while. I just want to ask the average North Dakota taxpayer if you think your dollars are properly directed towards amusement parks. Well, yes, tourism is certainly important. I think that's better put into parks and Medora and things that are proven successes than an attraction like Bison World. I think if Bison World had a little better pro forma, in other words, the dollars and cents of the whole thing were supported by private investment and maybe some community investment, you know, some add-on dollars might come from the state, but I think you start throwing dollars at an amusement park and you're going to have a little bit of pushback from the taxpayers, myself. I think it's a great idea, by the way, and I applaud the boldness of the folks in Jamestown. I really do. I just think they have to get this a little further down the road than just relying on the state to do it.
Amusement park, I'm guessing, big water park type thing.
Yeah, no, it's a neat
destination
idea.
Destination kind of a thing. Yeah, I mean,
it's a neat concept.
I'm reading about it here now, more than just amusement park. Yeah.
It's, you know, and it's been on the drawing board for a couple of years. But again,
you can make it work.
I think that's the key. You know, can you make it work? And then you get dollars from the state to support, you know, promotion of it or the infrastructure that goes around it or whatever would be a better way to do it. Another off-air call at 701-271-1100 to call us.
Came in on the paid family leave conversation being passed in Minnesota.
Yes, what do you think of that, folks? Beautiful.
When it comes to 12 weeks off thing, look what happened on the lockdown. A lot of these people after lockdown can't re-engage. A lot of the school kids don't want to re-engage in school or anything. Probably what would happen if a lot of people got 12 weeks off a year, you're going to not want to re-engage after 12 weeks off. I can't see people wanting to re-engage after that. So just my thought. I don't think it's a good deal.
Maybe go get another job and then take another 12 weeks. Maybe then you quit that one and go to another one.
Is the caller saying some version of, once I'm off for 12 weeks, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I won't come back.
You won't come back or you won't be a good employee when you come back?
Who knows?
I kind of got the impression that, you know, you're going to be a little laissez-faire about the job after 12 weeks, off the job. Does anybody think it's a good idea? Anybody think it's a wise move of Minnesota to do this? If you're a small business in Minnesota, this is about to happen. What's your game plan? How do you maneuver this minefield like to know what you think. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Texture says, Scott, I saw this on Twitter today. It's good news for North Dakota. The tweet says, breaking report, North Dakota bans preferred pronoun policies, strengthens parental rights. Governor Burgum signed the bill yesterday. It's House Bill 1522. It will allow teachers, school officials, and government entities to ignore a student's preferred pronoun and ban hiding a student's transgender status from their parents. Now, I can't think of a more common sense piece of legislation. Can you? But this, by the way, passed veto proof. 40-6 in the House, 40-8 in the Senate, 68-22 in the House. So first of all, Kevin, if I'm the student and you're the principal, teacher, lunch lady, whatever, I say I am a she, not a he, and you will call me a she. Is that America that I could tell you what to call me and what your free speech rights are?
I would say, come with me. We're going to call your parents. You can come back tomorrow when they straighten you out.
You're making too much sense.
Sorry.
You're making too much sense.
I can't even believe that any of this is a... I can't believe that Riley Gaines has to spend all her time going around talking about it. I can't believe that it's even a thing. I can't believe it. I just...
But I'm thrilled that North Dakota...
Yes.
It's a very simple, common sense approach to this.
Yay.
To say, one, no, you can't mandate what I call you.
Yeah. Of course not.
Something is called free speech. And number two, we're not going to hide your transgender status from your parents. We're not going to do it.
And you shouldn't either, by the way.
No.
And by the way, there are all kinds of gays against grooming, trans against grooming that are coming. They're coming out in the thousands of, saying, listen, you know, you do your show. You've always done your show at the club on a Saturday. You go do your show. Leave the kids alone. No one in any number is okay. I don't know where they're coming from or who's putting a camera and a microphone in front of these people, but they're in no great number, even in that community, are thinking that that's okay. In fact, a lot in that community are really not liking it at all because it's making them all look bad.
Let's go to
and they're all dealing with it.
Dennis in Barnesville. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind?
Well, what's going to keep the employers from firing everybody that takes off for 12 weeks?
Oh, I'm sure there's some provision in here that says you can't
do that.
Can't do that.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I think that's... If you're hired and I want leave,
I get it.
If I work for you, Dennis, and I say I want my 12-week thing, then you say you're fired? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, can't the employer do that?
Hold that thought. We'll talk after this.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Today's the day. President Biden meets with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Leader Chuck Schumer, and Leader Mitch McConnell at the White House in the Oval Office. The meeting will take place at 4 p.m. Eastern. House Republicans have approved a budget that will slightly raise the national debt. That is 20% higher than America's income, per the Speaker. Biden disapproves the funding because it would put a cap on what the White House could spend moving forward. The expected expiration of Title 42 Thursday will have a negative impact on the U.S. economy, so says former Secretary of Labor Alex Acosta. He was on Newsmax last night.
I'm a believer that we do need immigration, and we need legal immigration that increases our labor force, that grows our economy. But illegal immigration just puts a strain on the economy because you're not bringing in workers. You're bringing in people that are going to take money and resources from those who are working.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by my dentist, Dr. Jeff, Designer Smiles. Thinking about implants at all? You know, if you're just done with dentures and want to go a different direction, he is a guy to have a conversation with because he can really help you, guide you through all the decisions and the why, where, how. So check it out. They're also doing a nice little thing, whitening for charity, where you can treat your smile for charity. Right now, all proceeds go to the Smiles for Life Foundation, helping children locally and abroad. You take home a whitening tray. It's $199. They'll do it in the office for you for $399. Call 701-298-9400 for a consult, and they'll get you going. Okay, Dennis in Barnesville on the line. We're talking about describe your scenario for me, Dennis.
Well, I mean, it's just a question. It's like, what's going to stop the employer from terminating somebody who, one, if they find a better employee that they're trained in, why let this guy come back? Or why not find a reason to let him go?
Yeah, and that would be sort of the common sense way that you'd say, well, look, if you left for 12, but I think this is mandatory. You got to give them family and medical leave. So I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, it's a law. Can't be a reason for termination. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, them being gone can't be the reason. Now, if they're not a good employee, by the way, somebody that's not a good employee and sees themselves probably in a situation where they're going to be meeting with the boss one of these days and be fired.
Yeah, I need to take my leave.
Right.
I got a sick family member.
I'll find out for sure, but I'll bet anything it's not doable.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair question. I'd ask it too, just to say, are there any remedies to it here? And especially if you got a subpar employee, right? And somebody comes in and they're doing a bang up job, you say, hey, I'm not going to let this person go. Good question.
That's my question.
Dennis, thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. 701-271-1100. I have a question for anyone that owns a business in Minnesota. What do you think of this? How is it going to impact your business? Let's go to Fergus Falls. And Kevin, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Welcome back, Scott. Scott, Kevin. Oh, about how it impacts. I just got back from my employer's place. I've been retired for a bit here. And I told him, I said, it did pass. And he's a one-horse pony with six employees. They said, it doesn't matter. Said, you're going to pay for it. He goes, well, turned to the secretary and says, we're just going to push the rate up to $150 an hour then. And so the whole thing is, hey, guess who's paying for that? Me, you, inflation. And because it's a service they provide that we have to have, right? no choice. So to cover that, they're all, he just flat out goes, well, I'm just going to raise my prices $50 an hour, basically. And then I also had a question. Do you think this affects the state entities themselves? I'm sure it's going to affect county employees like government, because the county's going to have to come up with it. But will this affect anybody, a state entity, or are they just exempt? That's what I have to share.
If they're exempt, I'd lose my marbles. I can't imagine they're exempt. I'm going to ask these questions, though, of I'll actually text Mark Johnson, the senator from East Grand Forks, about these, both of these questions. But I can't imagine that the state would be exempt. But, hey, it's party time there, right? So,
hey,
so
right?
I mean, you know, 12 weeks, you know, taxpayer-funded salary, you go ahead, take a break. It's on the state. Why wouldn't they? They're not in the real world. The real world's the guy you're talking about with six employees. What's he going to do? The only way he's going to survive is to charge more, because he's going to have to pay an extra employee when somebody decides to go. That's the real world.
This is just piling on to him, man. We're already in a tough job market. We're in a tough labor market. Then they pile on with this nonsense. Unbelievable.
Because you have to pay an extra employee.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. Texture says, if any employee can take 12 weeks off for any reason, then employers should be able to fire them for any reason. Good luck with that in Minnesota. Good luck on that. I would say this. You can fire them for any reason, but not for taking 12 weeks off.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I mean? Because if they're asking for their paid time off, under the law, you can't say you're fired because you wanted to take that time off.
And how often can I take it? Can I take it every year? Because if it's not, it doesn't have to do with, you know, paternity or maternity leave. Can I mean, is it like vacation time? Can I, you know, because I'd like to schedule my sick mom from Memorial Day to Labor Day, if that's possible. And I'll take those 12 weeks right in there. That'd be great.
How often can you take it?
Yeah.
If the replacement employee is better, can you fire the employee?
Do I have to take it all at once, or can I spend a couple of weeks with a sick cousin, a couple of weeks with sick mom, Hawaii?
What was Kevin's question again? The last one?
Oh, about can you fire him?
Yeah, that was the one before.
Oh.
So I've got that one written down. I'm trying to remember Kevin's question now. Rich in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Yes. Question. Do you have to work in Minnesota? Can you live in Fargo and still work in Minnesota to get the family leave?
It's another good question. Very good question.
And what does it cover? Does it cover, say, a ill parent or a elderly parent?
Well, that question Mark did answer. It's pretty much anything. There's, you know.
Oh, did he make it?
Yeah, I mean, he said it wasn't even clear what family member meant. You could define family member as anything, close friend, you know, whatever.
Okay, so I have a younger girlfriend, so does that mean that she can take care of me?
And again, you're a North Dakota resident but work in Minnesota.
Yes.
Does she?
Well, no, my girlfriend does.
Your girlfriend?
She lives in Fargo and works
in Minnesota. Yeah. No, I'm guessing
she works in
she's governed by a Minnesota law because of Minnesota. You know, the business is governed with they have to give you the leave. I would imagine it doesn't matter where you live, because they can't sit there and say, well, no, I'm not doing it for you because you don't live in Minnesota. I think it's the business that's done.
Well, I think it was the Minnesota people opened a big can of worms.
Well, Representative Ruth Richardson says, quote, our current system design reinforces the notion that only some people are worthy of care. Only some people are worthy of time off to rest or to recover or to care for their families, Richardson said. This bill will reject that harmful narrative and begin to build a long overdue and a much more inclusive safety net. Where is it that only some people are worthy of care in the state of Minnesota? What person of any creed or color can't get the care that they need, whatever it may be? And why do they need 12 weeks to do it and to get paid doing it? This is more, poor kiddo, need time, emotions and stuff.
But how do they come up with this big word salad?
Yeah, at the heart of this bill, sir, is a recognition of our universal humanity, she said.
Oh, my God.
A recognition that at some point we or our loved ones are going to need time to bond, to heal, to recover.
Again.
Or navigate providing care for a loved
one. Rich, do you need government to do that for you?
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
When you're waiting for government to worry about your universal humanity, I mean, it's we've lost before we've even started. Appreciate your call, Rich. Good luck on getting that care you need. Hal in West Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Hal.
Yeah, Scott, I think the question you're wondering about is the state of Minnesota exempt from their own law?
Right.
You're wondering, you know, what was the question from one of the last callers or something, and I was just...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that was it.
You were looking for.
That was the one I was looking for, yes.
All right.
They're piling up here.
Thanks for the help.
Sounds
see,
good.
The
questions.
Awesome.
You're our memory, Hal. Thank you very much.
You know, on all the questions we're getting, something from the... Oh, go ahead. Did you have something else?
No, he's gone now.
Representative Danny Nadeau from Rogers... he said, House File 2 is a mess. There are too many unknowns. We don't know what the impacts are. We don't totally know what the costs are. If we're going to try to target a population that's underserved, he would suggest we do the hard work and create a program that serves that population rather than instituting this mandate across every business in the state.
Right.
Yeah, maybe do the work.
Not a bad
idea.
Find
out who really needs it. Get specific.
Texter says, my 12 weeks to take off would be the complete summer.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's going to happen. I got 2 weeks. I need to go to Hawaii. I got a sick cousin. Then I'm coming back, and I'm going to pick up my next paycheck, and then I got to go down to Florida, visit my sick niece. And then another 3 weeks, and where are we going? We're going to Europe? We're going to Europe. Yes, I need to get the check.
Another listener, everyone gets the summer off just like teachers. We can't trust any of this, says another listener.
That's why it's so big and broad. That's why you can't trust any of it.
Will the employer be obligated to pay the insurance and 401k benefits while they're on 12 weeks off? I would imagine. It's another good question, but I would imagine because it's going to be, you know, it's paid leave. So you couldn't peel off the benefits.
Yeah, they're putting in $668 million in seed money. Before they hit the employers and employees with the new tax.
They're charging the employers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
The employers are paying for this twice in higher taxes and then to pay it out.
Employers will be allowed to institute private plans and not be required to pay the premiums into the state program. However, private plans would need to meet or exceed all the state plans. Yeah.
What a mess.
Unbelievable.
Get a few of these questions answered for you, too. See if we can do that during the break here. Otherwise, maybe we'll just schedule Mark back on and talk a little bit about it. Call us 271-1100. Text us 237-1590. More after this.
Bad news is everywhere, but there is something you can do about it. Buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. We need to stick together, now more than ever. And there's one company that's been willing to stand with you since 2012. That's Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. The folks, they use the same towers as all the major carriers, so they can bring you broad nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit any budget at Patriot Mobile, too. And their 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes everything super easy. Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes, too. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts. And you get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY right now. Make the switch today. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call them at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT.
Your wellness is within reach with the Saltwater Hot Tub Sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. This April, buy a Hot Spring Spa and get a free saltwater care system, a $2,000 value free. Save up to $4,000 with an inventory clearance model. For a limited time, we have a very special financing option. Get into the wellness of a hot tub for as little as $2 a day. This April, your wellness is within reach at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. It's all about wellness.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The questions that have come in to date, we'll send them off to our earlier guest, Senate Minority Leader in Minnesota, Minnesota State Senator Mark Johnson, who was here to tell us the sad news that the Minnesota Senate voted one vote. Rob Kupek, by the way, a border senator, is the deciding vote. Penalizing Minnesota businesses, putting them at a competitive disadvantage against folks across the river. The guy that does it, represents Minnesota and Moorhead. Wow. A border city. Statewide paid family and medical leave. Off to the governor to be signed. A lot of questions about it. Appreciate those. We're going to get you some answers on those, okay? I promise. Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They're the indoor air quality experts, you know. A lot of people during the pandemic got very serious about, okay, what's in the air? How do we filter the bad stuff out, bring the good stuff in? And H.A. Thompson & Sons has been at this game for a long, long time. Remember something called sick building syndrome? You ever remember hearing about sick building syndrome?
Oh, yeah.
That's when it kind of became a thing. People were getting sick in different buildings, and so they go that far back. And they, during the pandemic, too, upped their game to say, we're going to find a way to do this in your home to make sure the air in your home is the cleanest it can be. And it's an attachment that goes into your furnace, pretty simple. So they not only do it for businesses, they do it for homes as well at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Online, find out more information, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. I'm backed up on the text here. We had a call that came in with another comment that was, what was it, Kevin? It was a caller who had an additional question, was clarifying a point from an earlier call.
It was the same caller that you were wondering what he had made a point about. He was just letting him, but we were reminded what the point was.
Got it. We already. And that was, is Minnesota
re-engaging?
Is Minnesota exempt from its own law?
Yeah.
That was the question. We got it. That's on my list. Fired off to Senator Johnson. What else we got here? What if your company is headquartered in Minnesota, but you have multiple locations around the country? Do you have to offer it to your employees in other states? That's similar to a question I've already asked. Minnesota.
There's a ton of questions. They didn't do any sort of studies on this. They didn't do any sort of due diligence. They didn't do any.
Would you do that? That would make a lot of sense.
That's a little sarcasm.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? Ram it through.
Yeah, that's what they did.
Screw the employers.
That's what they did.
Let's see if we can get them to move to North Dakota.
No fact-finding anymore, ever. Just here. It's good. It's humanity. It's the quality of humanity. We got to make it good. Cush it up a bit.
Texter says, can you update on the pronoun bill? I work for a state institution, and we've been made by administrators to call the transgenders her and she, even though they are males. Now you can't do that anymore.
You want to know what you do? I got you covered. Don't worry about pronouns. Don't worry about names. Don't worry about anything. You need to remember one word. You know what it is, Scott?
What's the word?
That'll work in any... Buddy. You can have men buddies. Girl buddies?
My mom had
trans
that.
Buddies?
My mom had that.
Buddy or pal works, too.
Years ago. Yeah, everybody was buddy. Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Honestly, just think about it. There's nothing offensive there. You're my friend. You're my buddy. Hey, buddy.
If you're looking for reasons to be offended, you're not going to accept buddy.
Well, that's what I'm giving you.
You call me this. And the point of House Bill...
No, you're... Come on, buddy.
House Bill 1522.
I just want to call you buddy.
Is now the law in North Dakota, signed by the governor yesterday. And it specifically addresses teachers, school officials, and government entities, where they can ignore a student's preferred pronoun and ban hiding a student's transgender status from their parents. And the reason they cite, by the way, is free speech. So I think you have grounds on free speech reasons to say, sorry, I'm not doing that. You could go Kevin's route with buddy.
Well, think about it, too. They want, and when you say she, her, I want you to refer to me as she. When you talk to someone directly, do you ever say, hey, her, or hey, she, come here? No, it's what's your name?
But if I'm saying...
Hey, Brenda. Hey, Scott. Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
That's whatever your name is. Just tell me your name. I don't need to know your pronoun. I don't need to know. Just what's your name? You won't tell me your name? You don't want to... then your buddy or pal, okay?
Instead of where is she?
Right. And that's... They want you to dictate... They want to dictate how you talk about someone when you're not even talking to them. When you're talking to someone else.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to you about that person and I don't use the right, but how dare I?
That's what this.
Shut up.
That's what this listener is saying. That's what they're saying.
I'm talking about you however I want.
Anyway,
that's how it works.
That's the bill is law, but it specifically pertains to schools. But it'd be a reason I would go into my employer, supervisor, whatever, and say, hey, here's the deal. This is.
My buddy out there?
Yeah.
My pal out there I work with? Not going to do it anymore.
Exactly.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salt and nut rolls, two for a dollar. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.